Hi guys, it's your girl Charity, and today I will be interviewing Langston Eggles, aka my best friend, for my bridge project. And I chose her because, for one, you know, she grew up in Alabama, and I grew up in Mississippi, so I feel like she'll have a different point of view. So that's why I chose her. I feel like she's perfect for the job. So, you know, without any further ado, we're gonna jump right into it. Okay, so Langston, what is your definition of identity?
Identity is what makes you you, basically, what makes you you. Unique, different from other people.
So, do you feel like ethnicity groups, racism, anything of that form, feel like, do they affect your identity?
Yeah, I feel like those are major contributing factors to your identity. What race you are, your gender, your sexual preference, your political party, all of that contributes to your identity.
Okay. Now, what are some stereotypes, and how do they affect us, and how do they affect how we see other people?
Well, I believe that stereotypes come from, like, they're instilled in you from a young age. Like, especially what your parents believe is what you're going to grow up pretty much believing. Because you don't have, like, really the chance to, like, think on your own at that point at such a young age. So, stereotypes, like, about race, like, whether you're racist or not, I feel like that's instilled in you at a young age by your parents or whoever you grew up around. Opinions on, like, people of the LGBTQ community, who you grew up around, like, what they think about that, like, not even necessarily, like, you don't even have to, like, they don't have to necessarily talk about it. Like, I feel like just even witnessing that behavior, like, starts to make you form, like, a certain stereotype on certain groups.
Now, can you give me an example of a stereotype?
Yeah, let's see. Okay, like, a big topic right now is whether or not the government should give funding to build the wall for a border between Mexico and the United States. A lot of people are, you know, very against immigration. People think that, you know, these people come here just to steal our jobs, and they're, like drug dealers, and they're just, like, no good.
I liked it.
Okay. How about, you can edit it, though.
Okay. And one more question. How does our need to belong, like, in society, how does it affect us and, like, who we are?
I feel like a lot of people will pretend to act a certain way or act like they believe in something just to fit in with the crowd so they don't want to be the odd one out. I feel like as time goes on, people are more okay with expressing how they feel. Like, they don't really care what other people think. So, but yeah, people will pretend to believe in something they don't just to fit in with the crowd.
After I interviewed Langston, I had to do a relapse and recollect my thoughts, but honestly, to see how she felt about identity, like, and how she brought up different factors like the LGBTQ community, as well as, like, society and how it affects one another, how it affects us, like, it made me look at things differently, because I would have never thought that, you know, well, it's not common that most people think that way. Like, most people nowadays, people, we either just go with the flow or we tend to just water things down to what it really is. And it's like, nowadays people are afraid to talk about reality. So that's just how I feel about that. I also learned that the differences as well as similarities, I mean, they can go from a wide range of being slim to none or totally wicked, like, in so many words. So many people have different point of views on everything, so now, you know, it's kind of hard to find like that one true person who isn't truly, or who isn't really just biased or, you know, closed-minded. It's like you never really understand until you're actually in that person's shoes. That's why it's important for us not to judge people. Because you never know. But, yes. This has been my bridge project. I found it really interesting, honestly. I really did. I enjoyed talking to Langston about actually about something productive. Rather than, you know. But thanks, guys, for your time. And I'm out. Peace.